neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
זה הלכות שמה. הרב explains that the time of Shema Yisrael, we have to cover our eyes. Some hold that just closing your eyes is not enough. There's a reason, deep reason for this matter, as also Harav Ben Ish Chai in Sefer Od Yosef Chai explains this matter. So the eyes should be closed, and we should have in mind that we are observing the direct command from the Torah for the morning, that is the morning part, when you say Shema Israel, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Ehad, and the ayin should be very qaliz, Baghdadi type, because if you pronounce it as an aleph, Shema means maybe or so what. So Shema means to accept and also to understand. Doesn't mean to hear. Shema Ayin has to be sounded different from Aleph. And then Yisrael is not Israel. It's a big difference. Israel, you write it with Aleph. Yisrael is written with Yud. So it's a common mistake. People usually, the way they pronounce it, sound like an Aleph. They say Shema Israel. It's not Israel, it's Yisrael. To be the Yud, so it has to be recognizable, either in Qiriyat Torah or when especially we so as we have in Parasha Vayishma Yitro, so the whole concept here is that first of all, the way we are exposed to the matter, most of the time we hear sounds. So you have a choice, just like you pass by a window and then you see people are talking. So you hear it, but you don't listen to it. You heard it, but you have no obligation toward it. But here when you say Shema Yisrael, that means the responsibility is that we hear and accept. So it's not just listening to the matter. So the task of the Yehudi in life is to be a magnet character, they call it. You know what that is? You have to be a aham roba. But actually you have to be sound roba. You have to grasp the sounds. Because we believe that any voice that you hear, as we experienced a few days ago, it's for you. If you heard it, that means it's pointing at you. That's what it means. It's a very interesting thing that in the kitchen, do you go over in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Or just to open the fridge or no?
No.
there's a vessel there, they call it a pot. Sirin, dig. It's very interesting that in Hebrew term, the handle of the pots is called, what do they call it?
Yadid?
No, they call it ozen.
Ozen, yeah.
It's like ozen like yadid. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
So why? Because so let's, yeah, exactly. So let's say you made a very delicious cholent. So if it doesn't have a handle, can you pick it up?
No.
It's not good for nothing. You cannot use it. So the same aspect, if your ears, the handles doesn't work, it doesn't grasp the sounds, it's good for nothing. It's a very powerful message. Your ears are your handle. They pick you up. So here, Rabbi Kaf HaYim explains that at the time that we say a heart, you have to be very cautious that you not switch the aleph. Why? As also Rav Ben Shai explains, if you say a heart, Chas V'Shalom, a, that means makes it negative. Some, they used to say a heart, they do Teriyah Shevanim, you know, Teruah. That's a mistake. So the aleph should be attached to het, ehad, like this. Aleph is suggested to have Ribono Shel Olam in mind, because it's aleph, is one. One means there's no zero and two after. He's the only one, the unique one. And the het, you could have in mind, seven olamot in Shamayim. The eighth one is Los Angeles. So that's eight total. Yeah, you have eight. The Olam Hazeh, and the Dalet, a few Kavanot. Four corners, and the punishment, the Chas V'Shalom, Sevila, Sevifah, Hele V'Chenek, one accept on himself. But Dalet has to be Refuya, like the TH. And some also, they have this custom, they emphasize on the Dalet. They say, Ahad, like this. It's not right, it's a mistake. The Dalet has to be very Refuya, very soft. And Yomar brings, if you stretch on the Dalet, Ma'arichim Yo Yamav, they give you long life. And the reason is that we accept the Malchut of Ribono Shel Olam all over. And some they have minhag, Harav brings, that they turn their head at the time that they say Ahad to the four corners, top, bottom, and left and right.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.